First of all, I'd like to thank our staff, our medical personnel, our trainers and our doctors, and what they've done and what they've continued to do throughout this process to even give us a chance to be able to go out and compete and go out there and play. And they've done a heck of a job and will continue to do so. You know, I know our fans expect more from this football team than what we show today, and we expect more out of ourselves. There's a higher standard, and so you know, we've got work to do. You know, we got work to do. We're gonna watch the tape. You know, we got a lot of corrections we need to make, and we'll make those corrections. You usually make the most improvement between your first and your second game, and then we got a big game. We got Michigan next week, and so that'll bear our focus. We'll control what we can control, and continue to move forward. This is the beginning. This is not the end, and this is a process. And I know that, and our staff knows that, and we know what we have to do to continue to take steps to play the type of football that we are expected to play, up to the standard that we need to play. But with that, I'll take any questions that you have.
Coach, our first question goes to Justin Rose from WXYZ.
Hey, Mel, some of the mistakes out there, the turnovers, the penalties, self-inflicted stuff. I mean, was that surprising to you? It seemed like the message we kind of felt like we got out of your camp was that you guys were going to be process-driven and kind of take care of what you can control, and then those things kind of reared up all game long.
Yeah, I mean, those were disappointing. You know, obviously, turnover margin is the largest determining factor in winning and losing games, college and pro. And we talk about it all the time, the ball, you know, taking care of the football and taking the ball away on defense. And you turn the ball over seven times, you know, it's gonna be tough to beat anyone. You're not gonna be able to beat good teams. You're not gonna be able to beat any teams when you do that. And, you know, I also would like to give Greg Schiano and Rutgers, give them credit. You know, give them credit where credit is due. They did what they had to do. They made enough plays. They played hard for 60 minutes, and they out-executed us. But yeah, I was disappointed in that. We were all disappointed. But those are all things that are correctable. And so we'll go back to the drawing board.
Go out to Lindsey Huddleston for the next question.
Yeah, tough loss, Coach. Somewhat of a follow-up to the first question. How much can you contribute to the mental aspects of the game compared to the technical aspects? Are those one and the same for you right now?
Yeah, well, they go hand in hand. You know, a lot of the game is mental, even though this is a very physical game. But you know, our mental disposition towards competing, you know, I saw our guys, they continued to play, you know, for 60 minutes, continued to fight and you know, work to score and get stops and things like that. You know, and so, you know, that's a good sign. And, you know, there was energy, you know, there was fire, you know, there was want to on the field, on the sideline, and in the locker room after the game. You know, there's passion, you know, there's desire, and there was a football character about this team that I do appreciate. You know, they take coaching, they work hard, and when you do those types of things, you know, good things are going to happen. We have to stay with our process, okay? We have to correct our mistakes. And because our guys are coachable, we respect them. They respect our staff. We will be able to make those corrections, and we will be able to improve. And you know, that's going to start right away. And our guys understand that. And so I'm looking forward to watching this film. You know, seeing where we need to improve, making those corrections. You know, and getting ready for Michigan.
Great, thank you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, Lindsey.
For our next question, we'll go to Matt Charbonneau with the Detroit News.
Mel, I was curious how you would gauge the play of Rocky, the way he played today. And not only that, the inability really to kind of establish the run early on, how much that affected you as well.
Yeah, you know, first and offensively, our philosophy is we want to be able to run the ball on our terms. And we weren't able to do that today. And so, you know, that makes it tough because when you're somewhat one-dimensional, you know, it's hard to be successful. You know, I thought Rocky did some good things out there. I mean, if you look at his stats, 31 for 44, 319, three touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty good production. I know there was a turnover early in the game, but you know, we'll have to watch the film. I think there was some miscommunication there. And obviously at the end, he's trying to make a play. And so, you know, I think he showed really good leadership in this game. He continued to play the next play. He played tough, he played physical, and he continued to fight. And so, just like the rest of the players, he's gonna continue to improve. We're going to coach him just like we coach the rest of these guys on some of the mistakes that they made. And then we'll work to get better this week.
For our next question, we'll go to Jamal Spencer with WZZM.
Mel, what went into the decision to go for it on 4th-and-3 late in the game when you were down 11 instead of kicking a field goal to try to go down 8? What went into that decision to go for it on 4th-and-3?
Yeah, we were just looking to be aggressive. You know, we thought that was something that we could convert. You know, we missed a fourth down early in the game, but we came back on another fourth down and scored a touchdown. And so, you know, we were still down a couple scores. And so, you know, going forward on fourth down. When you got, you know, 1, 2, 3 yards to go, it's not unusual, you know, in this day and age of football, especially when you're trying to be aggressive, you're trying to score points, and when you're down in the game, when you're down a couple scores. So, you know, we're just, you know, going to be aggressive, and it didn't work out for us.
For our next question, we'll go to Steven Brooks with 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Mel, I was curious what you thought of, or what you think about where your guys are in terms of absorbing this defense and being able to play it fast. It seemed like it looked like there was a lot of communication going on and maybe some slower play and some confusion, I guess, at times, just in terms of absorbing the defense and letting them go at 100 miles an hour. Where do you think they are in that regard?
Did you say defense?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, you know, our guys have learned our scheme, and communication is a big part of playing defense, also playing offense. And I thought our guys communicated. We were able to substitute. We were concerned about the pace of play and how fast they were able to go, but we were able to get lined up and get in position to make plays. And so we have to do a better job tackling. You know, obviously we're in position to make some plays and then make them. And then in coverage, you know, we have to stay on top and make sure we don't give up big plays in the passing game. But, we're going to have communication on our defense. You know, we're going to give calls, get calls. We'll make checks. We'll do things. And as long as guys are lined up when the ball snap and they know what their assignment is, then we should be okay. But it's going to be more about the execution when the ball snap. You know, on how to play a technique, you know, being in a position to make tackles, things like that. You know, that's really what that's going to be about. But I felt like our guys were confident in our game plan. And we were able to execute quite a bit in the game. And we were able to get some three and outs, some critical times. And I thought the guys played really hard. But, you know, We got a lot of work to do. We need to improve, and I expect to see that improvement throughout this week and getting ready for Michigan.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Our next question comes from Chris Solari at the Detroit Free Press.
Hi, Mel. You used, I think, 5 running backs today. Can you kind of break down that position and why start Connor over Elijah, and what's going on with Elijah?
Yeah, well, you know, I've said all along that we want to play multiple backs, you know, our depth chart and our rep chart is fluid, you know, and it's based upon production and practice. And, you know, we grade every practice and in every scrimmage. And, you know, it's, you know, the ability to run the ball, ability to pass protection, you know, catch the ball out of the backfield. And, you know, there's nothing set in stone. And so, you know, all of those guys that we played, you know, they have talent, and, you know, we're going to play multiple guys. And so, I like some things I saw out of some of those guys. I mean, like Jordan Simmons, he's a guy that went in there and showed that he has some burst through the hole and made some plays. And so, we got competition at that position, and I think that's a good thing. I mean, you're going to earn, you know, what you get. You know, you're going to earn the carries, you're going to earn your touches, things like that on the practice field. And that's at every position. And so, you know, we're going to continue to do that. It's an unselfish group, which is good. And they understand that, that, you know, there's going to be competition every day. And so we'll continue to do that.
So just to clarify, it was a competition issue with Elijah not starting and Connor starting?
No, they all competed. They all competed very hard during our camp and gave great effort and worked really hard. And the guys that earned the right to play, they played in the game. And so you saw all those guys that were out there, they deserved to play because of the work that they put in.
We have time for two final questions, starting with Matt Wenzel at M Live.
Hey Mel, we've heard a lot about Jaden Reed as far as potential wise. What did you see from him today, obviously with the production and then also the two costly turnovers there?
Yeah, obviously you see Jaden can make plays. He's an explosive athlete. He can make plays in the return game on special teams, and obviously as a receiver, you know, he can make guys miss. He's got really good hands and he's got good burst and acceleration. And so, you know, obviously we need to take care of the football and ball security is we put a premium on that. Those are things that can be corrected and will be corrected. And, you know, he's not a player that you see putting the ball on the ground in practice. And so, you know, I know that, you know, that we can get that cleaned up, but obviously he's a weapon for us. He's hard to cover. And he can make plays, and we're going to continue to work with him and continue to move him forward and get him where he needs to be.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And our last question is going to go to Jim Comperoni at Spartan Mag.
Hey, Mel, you preached the importance of ball security throughout practice, and we've heard you talk about that in your radio show and so forth. But when you're on the sideline and it's happening, how do you respond to that? How disheartened do you get about that? And what can you do during a game when those things that you're preaching are just unraveling in that particular category?
Yeah, you just have to continue to play the next play. And, you know, guys, you confront them, you know, you talk to them about it, and then guys go back out there and compete. And so, you know, we'll look at it. You know, we'll see what other types of drills that we can do in practice to help with the ball security. But we work on ball security drills every day. We actually start every single practice with a series of ball security drills. And we grade them and we talk about them, we show them. But today, you know, obviously with, you know, seven turnovers, I mean, that's very disappointing. And so, you know, we'll figure out some different ways to emphasize ball security and do those this week and get ready for Michigan.
And one other thing, if I can, the offensive line, what did you see as the shortcoming in that area today, or whatever it was with being unable to run on your terms? What did you see? Was the Rutgers defensive line playing better than maybe people expected?
Yeah, well, you know, I have to watch the film and see exactly what happened in the trenches, but just overall, just looking at it, it didn't look like we were able to control the line of scrimmage like we need to. And in order for us to have the type of offense that we need to have, the type of balance that we need to have, we have to be efficient running the ball, whether it's on the perimeter or inside. And so we'll take a hard look at that. But that's got to happen in order for us to be successful. You know, we have to be more efficient running the football.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for all you do.